Okay, so we're holding in Siman Reis Samach Aleph. We saw the first sif. We did not see the Mishabur yet. So let's start looking at the Mishabur over here on Siman Reis Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. Ben Hashmoshes, once it's a suffix, so we have these different Yisurim. You can't be master of the Vadai. You can't be matul the Kalim. You can't be matul the Neiris. So the Mishabur, Ibim Mistapik, Im Higi Hazman Ben Hashmoshes, Kam Ken Aser. He's not sure if it's Ben Hashmoshes yet. So, it's also Aser. The what's the chiddush over here? And this is a bungan of rum. There's not a sveik sveika. Why don't we argue that it's a sveik sveika? First of all, you're not sure if it's Benishmoshes has arrived. And Benishmoshes itself is a suffix, what its status is. So, if you look at the first Biralacha, he's called it, it says, not a sveik sveika. The suffix concerning your dear, ain't on the chizbuklau, klaubagat or suffix. Because you don't have information. When Ben Hashmoshes starts, that's not called a bona fide halachic suffix. And the chiddush over here is even when it comes to Meister, which is Issur Rabbanan, Mashenkim is Ben Hashmoshes who suffix chol olam, but Ben Hashmoshes is considered a halachic suffix. Vayin nirali the mishum hachi lohavi suffix, who mishem echod suffix yem suffix lailam. So Mishabura says two arguments why you can't call it a sveik sveika. Number one, because suffik chasern yadi and halach is not considered a suffik. A person has a suffik due to the fact that he just doesn't have information. Well, somebody who has a correct timepiece that knows when Ben Hashmoshes is, etc. So you don't know. That's not called a halachic suffik. Number two, sveik sveika is only considered a sveik sveika. If it's two different arguments why something should be true. Over here, it's all the same argument. This is called Shem Echod. The source of this is the Tosfos and Ksuvos on Daf Tes. And the moreover, they discuss is a woman who has had Bia between her Erisin and her Nesuin. We don't know if she did it by Einus or Berotzen, so she's Suffolk derives to the Chomer. She did it by Berotzen, she's also to her husband. She did it, it was happened by Einus by Eishes Yisrael, not by Kohen, but Eishes Kohen, but Eishes Yisrael. The woman is Mutter. So the Tosfos that discussed, what about a case where the Erisin took place when she was a Ketana, and the Suin took place when she's a Gedola? So, first of all, we don't know whether it happened when she was a Ketana or a Gedola. We don't know whether it happened, but it's a Berotzen. So, the Chara, that's a Sveik Sveika. Tosfos says, no, it's not. Because the reason why Ketana is Mutter is because we consider that whatever action the Ketana does, even if she agrees to it, it's considered, it has a halachic equivalence. Then it has the halachic equivalence of being Oinus. Her Rotzen is not a Rotzen. So, basically, it's two different ways to say that it happened by Oinus. Either because somebody physically forced her, or even she agreed. She agreed as a ketana, who's also considered like an oinus. So that's called shem echad. So I said that's not a sveik sveika. That's two different versions of the same heter. So Tosfos says the yisoid that you don't say sveik sveika when it's shem echad, when both of the points are really different ways of saying the same thing. So the Mishabur says over here the issue over here is it nighttime or not. So I'm not sure if Ben Hashmoshes has arrived. Therefore, it's yom. And even when Hashmoshes has arrived, maybe it's still considered yom. So it's two ways to say. I'm not sure if it's day or night. So that's called shem echad, and that's a major rule in sveik sveika. With of course with exceptions. Like every rule has exceptions, but that's the basic rule over there.
So okay. A classic case of suffix. I have a piece of something in front of me. I don't know if it's chaylev or shuman. Isn't that a chosir idea?
If you are the only person who doesn't know, somebody else does know, so that's not that you don't have the rules of suffix that you would say suffix or the kula, etc. That's the point. You don't deal with it as a vadai, it's a suffix. So the person says, person not sure, he's chaybechata because it's a suffix. So that's true. He is chaybechata because it's a suffix. But depending on the circumstances. But we did it b'shoigeg. If you're not sure if he did it b'shoigeg, then he'd be chayv ashem toli. But in regards to the klolim of saying safek derban l'kula or sveik sveika, we don't use such a safek.
If it's my personal
suffering. It's my personal suffering. I'm lacking information, so go get information. That's not called, well, it's a suffering to run on the cooler because you don't know. So, what do you mean you don't know? Go find out. Or it's a fake.
Find out, then it's a real suffering.
So, if it's something which is not, the information is not available, right, so then it's a real suffering. But in regards to, right now I don't know, so I deal with it as a suffering as opposed to a vada, yes, that's true. Okay. The main place, one of the places, for example, where this comes up is in Siman Tzadiches in Yeridaya. You don't use the dinner suffix on the kula in a case where it's chasar and yediyah, because it's not called a bona fide suffix. You know, it means not suffix on the kula. It's just because you don't have information, so get the information. You know, and then that's the tasis and fairish. If it's a suffix chasar and yediyah, the kula oilam, then you say you do say suffix on the kula. Now, the Ramah said this calculation of 3/4 of a mil after shkia. So now, Mishabura points out over Achasef shkia. This is referring to the idea of there's two shkias, which is the approach of the Ben Tam. The Das Atoysis of Shulchan Aruch Nimshach Mitchila Shkia. So in Sif Beis, we're going to get much more involved in this issue. Exactly, when does Ben Hashemoshes start? Does it start as soon as the sun goes below the horizon, which we call that Tchilish Shkia? Or is there a period of time, even after the sun has gone below the horizon, that luckily it's still considered Varai Day? And the suffix of Ben Hashemoshes only starts much later on. So this is a machlokes. Actually, it's almost correct to call it a machlokes between the Rishonim and the Gaonim. Almost all of the Gaonim understand that it starts as soon as the sun sets. And almost all of the Rishonim, it's a fascinating thing. It's a Rinal Tam and a Ri. That's a Rashba and a Ramban and a Ritvah. You know, you have the Bali Tosis, and you have the Chachmei Svarim, etc. All use this approach. The Beis Yosef and the Ramah both all follow it. So it was accepted by the Beis Yosef and by the Ramah, and it seems to be accepted Beaker by the Mug in Rome, which means it was accepted in Poland also. So it's like, you know, Vimad Reit. But the Mice, the Gaonim said not like that. And you have later on the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Gra, which. Argue very strongly, like the Shittas HaGoinim. Pachal Apodim, according to the Reinal Tam, we call it the Reinal Tam, but it's not really necessarily, you know, this approach of the Reinal Tam, the fact that the sun has went below the horizon does not make it nighttime. It's still considered Yom. Actually, there were communities in Europe on Arab Shabbos. You know, I think the Satmar Rebbe said that, you know, back in Satmar, in Hungary, after the sunset, they would still drive cars.
I heard in Galicia also.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was, they went with the Merino Tom. It was Vada Yom. So it did not actually start to be considered a Sophic Lila until 58 minutes after Shkia. It's quite some time, which is the distance of over 3 mil. The time it takes to walk more than 3 mil even. Okay. And Tosis on the Shulchan Aruch Nimshach Mitchilas Shkia Tzavos Yosef Shashim Milim. Fine. So during that time, so you cannot be Maaser the Savadai and Maaser the Savadai. Filo Maaser Peris to Havid Rabbanon. So even though you're dealing with Maaser, the Raisa Maaser is only on Dagon, the 5 mini Dagon. Tirish and Yitzer, wine and olive oil, Mirabanan, that which you have Meiser on other fruits, etc., is older Banan. So you're dealing with an Isidra Banan of Meiser, Still, once it's been a shmoshes, you may not, if it's varai chayiv, you may not be maser. It's a varai. The havilei kimisakin, this is an issur rabbanim because it's, you're making a tikkun in the kri, so it goes under the umbrella of the malacha makar, patishmir rabbanim. Within shosel hafresh kala, afpachutz loris, you cannot do a fresh kala, then as well, the same problem. You have this dough which you can't use and you're making it usable. Even a chutz loritz, which we will see in a b'di'evit case that you were not mafresh chala, you could eat it as long as you leave over. So the chara is not really tikkun. Even so, it's also. V'chamar mechala is chutz loritz yersi mi meiser. Then your meiser im ein loy ma yerichol b'shabes su habi l'tzarech mitzvah. So by meiser we argue like this, that if he doesn't have what to eat, so now it's a tzarech mitzvah. And we came along the gozer al shush ben hashmoshes the tzarech mitzvah, kibush apostle kamei, during the time of ben hashmoshes, a drabonon the tzarech mitzvah is mutter. So we're going to be matter being ma, if you have no other food, we're going to be matter being maaser, the issur of taking a meiser in order to have the shed of food for Shabbos. But yichala yesh ha'akram b'chol gavli. But by kala, we do not allow it. Why? Because since we have a kula that you can eat and then be mafresh kala afterwards, so why should we be mafresh kala now, which is not the tzarek mitzvah anymore? The sharei yichala schutzlar tiyochol lechob alef rosh eskala. L'shar ma'at ad achr shabbos, l'hafresh minim meshuyer. By kala schutzlar, there's a special kula that they said in a case where you were not mafresh before and you cannot be mafresh now, we're going to allow you to eat it and leave over enough that after Shabbos you will be mafresh chala and have something left over besides the hafrosha. You'll have hafrosha and shirayim. So therefore it comes out, you know, there's no reason, no need to be matzah to do it on Shabbos. Chen kashachal Shabbos be'erev Pesach. So now you have the matzahs. You weren't mafresh chala from the dough of the matzahs. And that's an area you could be mafresh. Because over there you cannot eat it and leave over. The same thing when it comes to the lechem of the chametz that you're going to eat in Shabbos morning. You have no way to leaving it over. You can't leave it over for Pesach. So in that scenario, we're going to allow him to, then it is tzarech mitzvah to be mafresh now, and we'll be matter the issur rabbanan being mafresh chala ben hashmoshes, the tzarech mitzvah of having food for Shabbos and then for Pesach.
What does it mean? Lechol l'sheir chaticha mikol matzah. It sounds like they're matzahs already. It sounds like they're baked already. But what does it mean? Mikol matzah. Masal sarfan.
It just means a practical issue, I'm not sure. Just practically, it's hard to.
But what do you have to? Why can't that be? Isn't the sal sari for the challah? It's putting more on the
game. Well, once you're eating, you don't have that eitzah. Because once you're eating, each one is now not in the sal anymore. See, when I have a chiyuv, each one I would have a chiyuv to leave over from. That's what it sounds like you're saying. I'm not sure. Okay.
What about a sal?
A sal, the basket. By first eskala, whatever's in the basket together becomes one regards to a first eskala.
So.
But over here, once you take it out and you start eating it, it's this thing separately. Okay, ve'mabilim mekelim cannot be mabilim as a kelim. Now, a mechaber hit the lashon of Mishnah. Avshein noigato. The Shulchan Aruch quoted the language of the Mishnah, which is you cannot be master, you cannot be matbal, you cannot be madlik. The truth is, but even though it's not learning now, but it's the Mishnah Ayri linyan halahabek kelim mitumosim. The Mishnah discussion is not talking about buying new kelim and being toivel them like you buy new kelim from a goy. It's talking about kelim which became tomei. You want to be mentire of them in a mikvah from Tuma. You cannot do that on Shabbos. But why are we quoting it? because the halacha is learned from the issue of tumah to our issue nowadays of tefillas kelim from a new keli from a goy. Shenu nafka mina mizel didan liyin tefillas kelim chadashim anichem mina yehudi. It applies to buying a new keli from the goy, the same way it applies to tefillah from tumah. According to the opinion which says that that is a problem, so it makes sense. So they the same way that you cannot be matvil a new keli. So on Shabbos you cannot be matvil a new keli. If you hold be matvil a new keli, it's a problem. You cannot be matvil ben shmoshes either. But time b'shem the nirkim masakin it's a kli. And the argument is the same. Why? The Ayurea Tefillah Mutzal Yishtamash Bo, because the Tefillah is what allows it to be used. So therefore that's a form of Tikkun. Achim Hutzarech L'Shabbos Ve'en Lo'yacher Yarchol Leitu Ve'en Shmosh is the word Kedin. But again, now we'll have the argument if this is the only thing you have available and you need it, so that's Tzarech Mitzvah, so Ve'en Shmosh is going to be Mutter. So it's an interesting question because the Chara by Kalim later on in Shin Chav Gimel we'll see that there's the one who holds it also to be matable with Shabbos, the eighth is to give it to Goy as a matana, and the Goy Kili which don't to Goy is not Chayv and Tefillah, and then borrow it back from him. So the Bishar Tzino here says that, so I'm a banish moshus and I can say, listen, it's Tzarech Mitzvah to eat about it now, or I can give it to the government of Tano and borrow it back from him. So it's not Tzarech Mitzvah anymore, I have an Eitzah. No, he says, no, it's better to do this rather than do that other Eitzah. That other Eitzah is bad, something which we discourage. In Hilchos Tefillas Kelim, it says, beferish, that Eitzah, you're not allowed to rely on that Eitzah long term because a friend of the person is going to forget. And not be terrible kelim, because you see you have a kelim long term and you're not going to be terrible. So the eighth is only mutter, but it's for short term. And even that, it's something which we don't like doing, because again, if it would just theoretically, you can just get out of all your tefillas kelim and giving all your kelim to the Goyes and Matano. So we don't want that. Emelikin, you cannot light the nearest. Bezeh also filled with tzarch mitzvah. Hadlok is the subject of Raisa. Benish Moshes is not mutter. Even though Tzarech Mitzvah, she is Baal Tol, Yerizem, Misura Shabbos, Chei Gavda, even if you end up having no meal because it's dark, you can't do it, the sake of the Raisu. Furthermore, Afilu B'di Yevin, Im Hidlik, Oisha Oso Shar Eidza Malacha B'nash Moshes, Oso Leonis B'mena. The Yisra benefiting from the Malacha applies to B'nash Moshes as well. Kamim Mahoya Oisra Oso B'Shabbos Guba, the Oso Afilu Moso Oso B'Shogeg, in the same way, we'll see later on that we paskin, like the Mechaber paskins, that Maisa Shabbos, which means an action done by Beber Shabbos, you may not benefit from. That happens even if a person did a B'shogeg.
Done what the Shabbos by
Beber? Maisa, something which is known as Maisa Shabbos.
Yes, Maisa Shabbos.
Right, it's also even if he did a b'shogeg. Fine. You cannot be mar veru et chumet. Mar veru et chumen. The Gemara yesh temach. So why veru et chumen? You may not do an eruv chadesh. You may yes do. What's the difference? The Gemara yesh temach l'eruv et chumen mikra. While Kain Chomer, the Tefillah Dvar Mitzvah Zoser, Kain Kasabay L'Shabbos. So, since over here, it's based on a Pasuk, the Isser of Tchumen and the Council of the Rubi Tchumen, so it's more Chomer than the Stam of the Rabban, it's more Chomer than the Rubi Chatzeris. So therefore, even the Dvar Mitzvah Zoser, El Shabbos says, and it's also to do with period, and then even the Dvar Mitzvah Tzasser. The Levush make all of the bar mitzvahs. However, the Levush disagrees with the Arla Shabbos and says that the bar mitzvah is mutter. You look at the mirror, you'll see that he brings both opinions. According to the opinion which is masterit, so the Gemara says that you cannot benefit from the Erev, that would mean it's a case of the Dvar Rishus. Now, there are three ways, or two and a half ways, to make a Ruvei Tchumen. A person can go to that place where he wants to have his Makom Shvisa, and therefore get an extension of the Abbas Tchum before Shabbos starts. It's called being Ma'ar Baraglov. A person can go before Shabbos and put pass there and not stay there Banish Moshes, and that's called being Ma'ar Bapas. And there's a scenario where a person's traveling and he wants to get to a certain spot and make his Shvisa there, that therefore he'll able to have the right to continue beyond that spot for another 2,000 Amos. So Chazar Mekel, that if he could see the spot before Shabbos, and he could theoretically reach the spot if he would run, so even though he's not running, doesn't get to the spot before Shabbos, he can say, my Shvisa is in Makom Ploini in the distance, which is a form, it's a kula of being Ma'ar Baraglov, basically. You're being Ma'ar based on where you are, but even, you know, we're giving you, it says as if you were there at the beginning of Shabbos. So Ma'ar Baraglov is Mutta even the Dvar Rishus, Ma'ar Bapas is only Mutta the Tzarech Mitzvah. So I'm discussing over here that that there's a case. If you tell me the Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Ma'ar of Eruv Tchumen. So then that's this whole argument whether you can be Ma'ar of Eruv Tchumen the Dvar only the Dvar Mitzvah or even the Dvar Rishus is only the Gebe Ma'ar Baraglov. Because Ma'ar Pasha, you always only want the Dvar Mitzvah. Right, so we're discussing in the case of being Ma'ar Baraglov, which the halacha of the Dvar Rishus is mutter. So I want to know, Ben Hashmoshes, is it mutter to do that? But the Ma'ar Bapas is never mutter to do that. Even the Arab Shabbos, forget about Ben Hashmoshes. Then he said, come on, Simon Tov, Tesvav, Sipes. If you did do it, you may not do it. If you did do it, it works. Now you may be master to Ma'ay. The Rebbe Meir is master Hain. Well, Mikri Tikkun. The Mor says that why is the Ma'ay mutter? Because the Ma'ay Mikri than the Raisa is mutter because you have a right to rely on Roy. Rebbe Meir do take of Ma'aser. So that was Chazar Mechayev is a Chumra Derabanan. So they didn't. It's not considered a real Tikkun. And we allowed you to be Tumas HaChamen. Tumas, the Dabar Shana must have Hevel, Kosh Kosso, Tchilas Simon, Reish, and Zayn, and Shem Shavur, called Protei Hadim et Hamein. Now, Tumas must have Hevel is also even earlier on the Erev Shabbos. So obviously, in some case, Tumas is not must have Hevel. All it does is it just maintains the heat. We're going to allow you to do it, Bein HaShmoshes. The person didn't know beforehand. And there in Rishon Zayin, we explain why. So we said over there that why the Chazal Aser being matmin be Moisef being matmin in something which is not Moisef Hevel, it just maintains the heat is mutter Erev Shabbos. It's also run Shabbos. So why is it also run Shabbos? What's the problem? The problem is. Here the fellow obviously is concerned about the heat. And we're afraid when he comes to take the pot and put it away to maintain his heat, he realizes it's not so hot. So he might go and try and heat it up in order to have a hot pot to put away. But since we have a rule that Stam Keder is, we have an assumption that Stam Keder is are still hot Ben Hashmoshes because they've just been taken off the fire. etc. So in probability, there's not going to be any reason to believe that a person in that situation would have any need to heat up the pot because it's hot. So there's no reason why we should ask their hatmon on that their minish marshes. The shadur shows me rabbanah chutz meelo shekachashapoy. Then minish marshes kamay b'shabbos atzma imoshu b'dar mitzah shara doichet kamavur lekamamis imen shimen beiz ayin shom. So. In general, Benish Moshe is the after Machal like Shabbos, even by the Rabbanans, except in the scenario that there are mitzvah or a other compelling need. But in general, it's everything is Osir. You can make a Ruvit Chetzeris, Yad Aleph, Yachal Kamkin Levorach, you make a bracha on them. By Mesef Dal, Mashach Sal, and Shom, the Kamwakim, Achil, Yazoshal, Yachar, River, Chetzeris, Ad Benish Moshe. The chachila person should not rely on this idea of doing it benish moshes. Eretz Hashem is also mutter benish moshes, so which I actually forgot to do this, but I saw this in the Good in Baltimore. They bring. They have batzes and they have hard-boiled eggs. They're in the kitchen. So they make an announcement after mincha, and every Yom Tov is going into a Shabbos situation where there's an Eruv, need an Eruv Tavshilin, that is available in the kitchen, matzahs and eggs. Anyone who needs to make an Eruv Tavshilin, they forgot to make, they can go there and make it right then. Even if it's after mincha, it's ready after Shkia, it's Benish Moshes. It's a lot of times by the time they make the announcement, but you can make an Eruv Tavshilin, Benish Moshes.
You can make it
in Yom Tov Rishon also, can you? I'm sorry? You can even make it in Yom Tov Rishon. You can make it in Yom Tov Rishon, in a case where it's Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, you can make it tonight, right? But in a case where, let's say,
like this,
that would work, but that, let's say, that, you know, Pesach could come out to be Friday Shabbos,
right.
But still Benish Moshes, it's Mutter. Okay. Shimon says, Ad Gimel, you can make a sheet of mevuos during that time as well. Now, the mechaber continued and said, "It's mutter to tell any Yehudi ben Shmoshes lahadik neilat tzarich Shabbos. Learn from the Yehudi, the mirror leino Yehudi who bechal shuvus, because the mirror lachem is a drabonon." And we said already that Chazal were matter drabonon ben Shmoshes for the purpose of mitzvah. Because of Ishus Ben Hashmosh, the Tzarech Mitzvah, can come on the submission Ben Beis Ein Shem. So Ben Hashmosh's Ashus, they weren't Gerzer on the Ashus Ben Hashmosh's. If there's a valid need, the example being Tzarech Mitzvah. Okay. Telling a goy to do the malacha of lighting the neiros or something of that sort would be mutter. Furthermore, it's benish moshes. Yeah. Mechaber also should say like the kamam esim mishin zayin sefei the mishabes guva otsa ayirin yuri b'malacha the rice I feel him who the tzarich mishabes like kamam esim mishin zayin bov se beis ba'gol. As I mentioned to you yesterday, there is a baal eater which the Ron quotes that he's matter amir la'akum under the rice of the tzarich mitzvah. On Shabbos, we don't pass on like that. We pass on that the malacha, the rice, Amir Lachim was osur on Shabbos, on a malacha, the rice, even the tzarich mitzvah. What is mutter on Shabbos is a Amir Lachim under the rabbanon, but Ben Hashmosh is Amir Lachim was mutter even under the rice.
What don't we
pass? We don't pass on like the Bala Yitzer. But the Baal Eter says that it's mutter to do a mir lachem under the raisa for a mitzvah on Shabbos. So the source of that is a Gemara in the Gittin. One of the sources for that is a Gemara in Gittin in the first parak, Daf Chesem Abayz. The Gemara says that there were matter lichtoiv oinoi b'Shabbos to write the shtar documenting a mechira of a piece of property in Eretz Yisrael from a goy to a Jew, so they were mounted to write that up on Shabbos. The idea being they're afraid if you don't write it up on Shabbos, the goy might change his mind or something like that. And by the time you get to Shabbos, you might end up losing the property. It's a mitzvah or it's a milah, to get the property out of the hands of the goyim into the hands of the yidden, so they were matzer to write that shtar, have a goy drill the documents and put it in their kosher akum, etc. That the more is discussing it there in the context of the issue of using edus and judges, which are a kos, the goyish, you know, that's a valid document, etc. That's discussion over there. But meanwhile, they say you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So the question is, why in the world are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? It's a malach, ksiva is a malach of the raisa. So there are multiple answers. One answer is the Baal Yitzhar says, you see from here that Amir la'akam on a mitzvah the raisa is mutter on Shabbos. One answer is that not all ksivas are the raisa. What Tosfos brings a fascinating sheet to one of the Mishnayot, which says that maybe only Sabashuris is the raisa. Other types of Tosfos doesn't like it very much because we know that Roshim is a tolda of Kosev, and it's not worse than Roshim. You know, making a picture, making a simon, that's the right. The writing in English is the wrong. That's very illogical to understand that. But upon him, they're grappling with what that heter is. So the Baal Yitzhar says, you see this, you saw it. So he says, I'm going to say, that the minig was to rely on this Baal Yitzhar in regards to lights on Shabbos. Whereas they didn't have RHs for electric lights, so it was Neiris. The Neiris went out, the person was sitting in full dark. So the minig was to rely on the Baal Yitzhar in regards, not to come with anything else, but in regards to lighting Neiris, they sent their samach on the Baal Yitzhar. The lesson over there is he brings a shita. The Ram said, "Prakir lezemir b'shem alayitur shapizeh." No, the Ram on the hakul b'dabra letzavos and yehudil hadlik neiris letzarach suda. Vein machi b'yonim. V'yeshen hakum makom shein tzarach gadol. The Rebbe poskim cholkim asuras. So it's not a good idea to rely on that shita. So if you don't have to, you shouldn't. But the minigim other than what you make a lot of. Remember when he wrote his tshuva about using time clocks. He said, for not lights, it can't be worse than having the goy do it, which the minhag ha'olam was to be mekel. So that everything else, not. So it's mutter, either the tzarech mitzvah, or something which is tar b'nech b'zolah. So the tzarech mitzvah, this is mutter, arshenin b'shul Shabbos, k'lekomam mitzvah mishin shambez, ayin shabbos mishin b'ruh. Even if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of Shabbos, it's still mutter, or something which is tarred and nechbazalel. The person will be distracted and be concerned about. Tezayin. Kazav b'shal ha'inu kol dar b'sh'im lo yi'anasa hum itztar b'shabbos. If something which, if it will not be done, the person will sit the whole Shabbos feeling bad. Shor latzal yedei en yehudi b'nish mashah. So that's something which is a valid need, that we're allowing the goy to do the melacha d'raisa b'nish mashah in order to take away that feeling. That's how the Rishal says. And then he says, it bothers me to be making this thing. I'm more inclined to be machmer. Means the tzarech. You're saying it wasn't the tzarech Shabbos. It's just something which is really going to bother you if it's not done. So it's really tzarech. It's not the tzarech Shabbos at all. That much I'll allow. That I'll get. Okay. If Rav shoots the mirla any hoodie, the less be maisa. I'm sorry, not shoes the shoes. The mirla akum is the rabbanon out of the raisa. So that to be makel makom tzar gadol or hesem ruba. Okay. So Marshall says the person forgot to light his yard site list. His yard site on Shabbos. People, by then, this is like, you know, this is, it's the 11th commandment, right? Lighting your yard site list. So the person is going to be, sit the whole Shabbos, like, mom is out of it. So that's, it's, that people can sit, that way, even though it's not a Tzarek Shabbos, but that I'll say, Samechan asking the guy to do it. It wasn't theirs for Shabbos. It was just because of the Yortzeit. Okay. Then he said, a person who's mekabel Shabbos early, still has a heter mir lakum. Shoshtayim, davka shoshtayim. So this heter is referring to is davka when it's really you're doing real early Shabbos. Okay, so now, so there's a heter b'mir lakum and a shmoshes. However, once you're mekabel Shabbos, you're mekabel Shabbos. And Shabbos, you may not tell a goy to do. So we're going to differentiate between a kabbalah Shabbos, which is a private kabbalah Shabbos, and kabbalah Shabbos, which is a public kabbalah Shabbos. So if in general, we assume most people in the Kabbalah Shabbos already, so then already it's more chomer, and you mean that's more chomer than just Spanish mushes. You're Kabbalah Shabbos. So you're Kabbalah, do it like as if it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't tell the goy. If it's just your private Kabbalah, i.e., was much earlier, go, so that you can be Mekel. So Chemir Tvei, also fill the Lerman and Yuri, Shazam Lach, Mila Tzai Mitzah Shori, fill my. The Mechaber says, once you're Mekabel Shabbos, you cannot be over any, even a Darbona, the Tzarech Mitzvah. So, Benesh Moshes, Shavuos is Mutter. Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, Shavuos is Osir. So, Shavuos is Osir. Komokam, and Yenamir, Len Yehudi, Lo Mekamir, and Tvei, Mebenesh Moshes. But that's by other Shavuosim, but the person doing it himself. From here, Lahakum, the Tzarech Mitzvah will be Mekel. You know what, we're not going to finish this. It's running into Marav. So let's hold it here. So you have one Mishabur left on the Sif, and then we have to look at the Bir Lochas. Then we start Sif base. Shkoyach.